Today on Real Life Radio.
In the last days, you're going to see more and more fantastic miracles by false prophets and false teachers. And thank God, look, it says, if possible, the very elect would be deceived. You know what that means? It means it's impossible for the elect to be deceived. It means this, though. The miracles are going to be so persuasive and so powerful that the only way you will not be deceived by them is if you are one of God's kids.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey everybody, we want to introduce you to what we're calling our summer bundle. It's two great books, and you're going to want to get them for the little ones in your life. The first book is called Prayers and Promises for Kids. It's a great resource to not only teach your children about the promises of God, but how do we take those promises and pray them into our lives? You're going to find this a great resource to develop a prayer life with your child. And then the book, The Redcoats Are Coming, written by our own Nancy Sanders, who attends our church. It is a great, great book. It is featured by Adventures in Odyssey and the wonderful people at Focus on the Family, Prayers and Promises for Kids, and The Redcoats Are Coming. They're two children's books that are very powerful. Get a copy of both these books as we bundle them for the month of July.
That's The Redcoats Are Coming and Prayers and Promises for Kids. A couple of great books available as a bundle for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series now called The Parables of Jesus and a message titled The Parable of the Fig Tree, Part 1. A parable is a picture story painted by Jesus that really makes the truth crystal clear. In this parable, Jesus likens his return to a fig tree. You see, this parable was given by Jesus shortly before his death, burial, and resurrection. So this puts an added urgency to its message. When you see that the fig tree has leaves on its branches, you know that the summer is near, and it's just as you'll know the time is near for Jesus' return. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that we've got to take this parable with absolute seriousness. False miracles and signs will deceive many, but with Jesus' second coming, it'll be a great global event where everyone will see him coming. Now with his message called Parable of the Fig Tree, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Jesus said, "Not one stone will be left upon another that shall be thrown down." Verse 3, we are indebted forever to the disciples here. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, this is just opposite, probably about a quarter of a mile or less from the Temple Mount. Now he's on the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us," there's three questions they ask if you look carefully. "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Not the end of the world, the end of the age as we know it. When will all of man's self-governance conclude and the kingdom be established? That's what they're asking. So church, everybody listen, get your pen ready. They ask three great questions. They're questions that you want to know about. When will the end be? What's going to be the signs? What are going to be the indicators of the very end of all these things coming to pass and your kingdom being established? The first thing out of Jesus' mouth should warn all of us tonight, and please don't forget this. Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." Don't you think he would have said, watch for this, look for the other thing. You'll see people wearing this, there'll be that. No, he says, watch out that nobody deceives you. And I need to pause right here for a moment. Church, family of God, please spend more time reading your Bibles. Deception is afoot. People are being led astray. And listen, you can get all that you need to be safe to the end if you read your Bible. Turn off the TV or stop listening to, I don't care what you're doing. If you're not reading the Bible, whatever the other thing is wrong. "Well, I listen to Christian radio." Turn it off. Read the Bible and you will not be led astray. Jesus is saying, watch out, know the Word of God. Why? Verse 5, for many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. There's a promise for you. Many will be deceived. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, ethnos against ethnos, ethnicity against ethnicity, and kingdom against kingdom. That's a reference to world wars. The word kingdom here is political powers on a global scale will war against political powers, and there will be famines, pestilence. Pestilence is incurable diseases, earthquakes in various places, and strong winds that blow your trees over. I'm kidding. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Verse 9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Now, notice this. Jesus is speaking to the disciples, but it's going to go out from the disciples all the way to the age in which you and I live in, all the way to his second coming regarding the establishment of his kingdom. Church, do you have this? Do you get this? This is vital. This is vitally important. And then many will be offended and betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will arise and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, isn't that interesting? You think it's bad right now where governments and elected officials and the magistrates will not enforce the law? We ain't seen nothing yet. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all of the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. That's an awesome reference. Verse 14, mark it down. In Revelation 14, the Bible tells us the answer to Jesus' statement here. Listen, should we try to reach the world with the gospel? Of course, we're mandated to, aren't we? Shouldn't we be going on mission trips and broadcasting through radio and internet around the globe? Yes, but guess what? With all the best efforts and all the technology, somehow we'll probably either fail at it or God's going to make one more great attempt to make sure it all happens, because Revelation chapter 14 tells us that God sends an angel flying through the midst of the atmosphere proclaiming to the world beneath the everlasting gospel, and then the end comes. Wow. Jesus said this 2,000 years ago. Verse 15, this is key. Are you ready? Get your highlighter, get your pen, circle verse 15. This is key. Therefore, you see that word therefore? Mark it. This is bam. Jesus is saying, all right, exclamation point. Here it comes. You guys ready? Yes, they would say, because they would have known the book of Daniel. He says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, that's very specific to the Jewish mind. In other words, when you see the altar of the temple desecrated, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, now that puts it in the context, it's going to transcend 70 AD, this is going to get huge, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, look at this, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea, what does that say, church? Where? Judea. Flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop. Do you guys live on your housetops? No, they do in Israel. Not come down to take anything out of the house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get its clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days. Why? Because you can't run very fast or very far if you're pregnant. We know from the book of Isaiah that God will command the area of Selah, Petra, to be opened for the Jews to flee to when this happens, when they see the abomination of desolation take place. You say, what does that have to do with the parable? It has everything to do with this parable. And you should write in your notes that the book of Daniel chapter 9 is key to what Jesus is speaking about regarding this parable. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. Why? Because Judea and Samaria get snow. And when it snows in that Boy, I tell you, when those stones, when that the whole city's built out of that stuff, if somebody spits on the sidewalk and you step on it, you're going to trip. You're going to go down. It's like ice. And when Jerusalem gets rained on or snowed on, it's like standing on top of an ice cube or ice skates. It's crazy. Isn't it interesting? Jesus says, pray that when this time comes, it's not during the winter. Why? It's so urgent that the Jews escape out of Jerusalem and get out of that area. When what happens? When they see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Church, listen, Jesus is saying to the world now, as we are here in this 21st century, you better know from the book of Daniel, learn the parable. What the desolation that causes abomination means. And I wonder how many Christians today around the world I wonder if they've read the Bible to realize, I think I better learn this. Have you as a Christian, I thank God, I was born and raised in a church where it was automatic. You just automatically did this. Where you read this, if Jesus said, know therefore and understand, and it came from the book of Daniel, the next thing you're doing is you're turning to the book of Daniel and you're finding out. I hope you're that kind of a Bible student. I hope you're taking Jesus' word seriously. Because he's saying the key's Daniel. And we know that it's Daniel chapter 9 because Daniel chapter 9 refers to this.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
So let's keep going in Matthew. For then there will be, verse 21, great tribulation, not tribulation. We all have tribulations, troubles and difficulties, but great tribulation. You ought to circle those two words, great tribulation, because it actually means something. Such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless those days would be shortened, no flesh would survive or be saved. But for the elect's sake, the believers on earth at that time, those days will be shortened. Then, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. I'm so glad Jesus said this. Did you know that in 1917, Jesus Christ returned? And he's living, did you know that he's living in a secret place? In Brooklyn, New York, did you know that? Did you know that you're in the millennium right now? You didn't know that. That's what the Watchtower teaches. Jehovah Witnesses believe this. Their prophets said Jesus returned in 1917. And he's in a secret place in Brooklyn, New York. Now, if you're the creator of the universe, would you return and be living all this time in Brooklyn, New York? Isn't it interesting? If somebody says, oh, here's the Christ, or there's the Christ, or look, you can go online and you can find all these Christs that are around the world proclaiming that they're the Messiah, the Savior. You say, that's stupid, that's crazy. Wait a minute, man. The world looks to political leaders as messiahs, let alone religious leaders. And the world is a sucker for that stuff. Listen, the Germans to this day, I know a lot of Germans. The Germans to this day are ashamed and embarrassed still because they were deceived by Adolf Hitler. They're still shamed by it. Russians are ashamed of Stalin. Still ashamed of it because they fell for it. There's something within man that is prone to promises and deliver us from our financial and social issues. Europe, and I forget who it is, you can look it up online. There's a European leader of a European nation who literally said, we need someone to deliver us from war and from economic peril. It doesn't matter to us if it's the devil or God. We need a leader. And that's a quote. You can look it up and find out who said it. Listen, that's the choices you have. And Jesus, 2,000 years ago, warns regarding the last days or the end time events. Now, you're still probably wondering, I don't like this teaching so far because you haven't got to the fun parable part yet. Even when I get to it, I got to be honest and true to the scripture and go right past it. I'll point it out and we'll go right past the drain hole, the centrality of it. We're heading toward it right now. And then we're going to hit it and then we're going to go beyond it because it's so important. It's so vitally important. Verse 24, for false Christ and false prophets will arise. They will, my friends, arise and show great signs and wonders so as to deceive, thank God, if possible, even the elect. Will you circle the word if? Hallelujah. Do you know what that means? It means that the deceivers are going to be so powerful with their signs and wonders. You guys, look at me. Are you listening? You're so quiet. You're listening. Listen. Imagine somebody who you've come out to hear speak, and you've heard stuff, and there's rumors and all this stuff. Oh, man, there's miracles. This guy does miracles. Come on, man. And I could go for a miracle. I mean, my leg's hurting me. I got a headache. Or how about I'm blind? Whatever the need is. And think about it. The bigger the need, the more desperate you are, correct? And the guy is saying, well, you've heard about Jesus, haven't you? You've heard about, you know, Rajneesh or Bhagwan. You've heard about the Lord Maitreya. You've heard about these enlightened ones. I'm the guy. I come in the spirit of all those guys. And to prove it, let me pray for you. And can you imagine right now, if we were sitting here, that people who were blind, their eyes would be open. What would you do? What if your child is sitting next to you and your child is blind and the person, your baby's eyes are opened at this person's word? What would you do? All of a sudden, it's personal, isn't it? How bad do you want your child to see? So bad that you'll go for the, listen, you'll tolerate or ignore the doctrine because you saw the sign and the wonder. All of a sudden, we're real quiet in here because if you have a great need, if your son is dying or dead, and this guy throws his body on your dead son that's been dead for an hour and a half, and he says, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and your son jumps up, what are you going to do? You see, what would you do? It's coming, church. Jesus promised it's coming. What would you do? You're going to have to decide between this or what you just saw. And if we're not reading this, you're going down. If you're not reading this, you're going to fall for lesser signs and wonders. The only hope of you enduring to the end is to know this book. And Jesus says, watch out. Listen, Moses did miracles and so did Pharaoh's magicians. And the Bible tells us that in the last days, you're going to see more and more fantastic miracles by false prophets and false teachers. And thank God, look, it says, if possible, the very elect would be deceived. Do you know what that means? It means it's impossible for the elect to be deceived. It means this, though. The miracles are going to be so persuasive and so powerful that the only way you will not be deceived by them is if you are one of God's kids. And by the way, I'll be specific. Miracles are going to, and these false miracles and these signs are going to increase as we get into the deeper into the last days. But the context is the days leading up to and the days of the tribulation period. Keep that in mind. You need to remember that. Verse 25, see, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he, the Messiah, is in the inner rooms, Brooklyn. Do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. This is awesome. Please circle that, my friends. This is not referring to the rapture. This is referring to a global appearance of the Messiah in the second coming. We'll read in another place, every eye will see him coming. We know from the book of Revelation that when this is fulfilled, people on earth will weep and they'll be terrified at the coming of the Son of God, the Son of Man. This is not a rapture in the atmosphere where Jesus calls his people to him and then he goes back with them. This is his second coming. All of a sudden now, Bible students, mark this down in your margins or in your notes. Jesus is speaking As he looks over the Temple Mount of Jerusalem, looking at the temple, he announces to his disciples, the temple's going down. Not one stone's going to be left upon another. You're going to need to flee from Judea, and you're going to need to run for your life. And you better pray that you're not hindered in any way, because it's coming. Oh, and by the way, as we get closer to the end, things are going to increase. There's going to be earthquakes, but there'll be more of them. There's going to be famines, but there's going to be more and more and more famines. There's going to be pestilence, plagues and diseases, incurable viruses, but they're going to get bigger and more devastating as time goes on. Jesus is saying this is going to happen. It's always been, but it's going to get so big and so grand. One part of the Gospels tell us that people's hearts will fail them for fear as they see these things happening on earth. Boom, 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 boom. Absolutely awesome. There's nothing secret about lightning coming out of the east and flashing under the west, is there? Verse 28, for wherever the carcass is, there the eagles or vultures will be gathered together. Now watch this. Verse 29, are you guys okay?
Yeah.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, what does it say? Mark it. Immediately, what? After the tribulation of those days. At the end of the 7-year tribulation period, what's going to happen? It says the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light and the stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Wow. Okay, now let me add this because you have asked me, you're going to ask me tonight and I'm not going to answer everybody separately. I'll answer you all at once. I said, Pastor, you didn't talk anything at all about the red blood moon. Why didn't you? Why didn't you talk about it? I couldn't talk about it. It's a real, and there are going to be 3 more happening. Did you get up, by the way, if you're so interested in it? Did you get up and watch it? I did. It's beautiful. It's awesome. It wasn't red, though. It was brown. But anyway, that was disappointing. It was brown, the brown moon. But here's the deal. Some people say that, no, something cataclysmic has happened throughout history. When these things happen. It's not exactly true. Because listen, when my God does something, it's extremely detailed. Very exact. And some of the dates that are used to justify the red blood moons, they're not even the right dates of the events. Or they're too vague. That's why I couldn't mention it. I disappointed some people by not mentioning it. When was the first one? April 15th, right? Tax day? And so, listen, here's the deal. When you look at people who argue that these are biblically significant events, astronomical events in the stellar, in the sky, you need to pay attention to these things. And then the verses that they used, here's the problem. They're all verses used for the tribulation period, not today. My friends, you're going to have eclipses and you're going to have blood moons and you're going to have earthquakes and you're going to have stuff. All that stuff should do for us is remind us someday, far from now, the Lord will come back in the second coming and establish his kingdom. But the rapture could happen any second now. Do you know that? You better know the difference between those two events.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Parable of the Fig Tree, Part 1. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Parables of Jesus. It's a series that highlights the teachings of Jesus while he was right here on this earth. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Pastor Jack, let me tell you what Chris has to say in his letter. Pastor Jack, thanks for being God's man. Listen to this line. He says, it's so refreshing to hear preaching from the Word from a pastor that really believes that every word of God, capital letters there, is true and nothing's going to change it. He says, your boldness to call out those leaders in government that don't hold up God as the founders of the United States. He likes that. He says, it's my prayer that the United States of America will once again be united under God. Chris says, all God's blessings be upon you and your family. Thank you, Chris.
Wow, Chris, listen, thank you, thank you, thank you. And yes, listen, there is hope as long as The word of God is open and it's being proclaimed. There's hope that our nation can turn. We know that it's God's will that America turn back to God. So let's keep praying together. Let's keep standing in the truth. And let's keep proclaiming the truth, because that is the only thing that can really save our nation in the most eternal way. Thank you, Chris, for listening, and thank you for praying for us.
Hey, you know, if you'd like to drop a note of encouragement to Pastor Jack, that'd be awesome. He'd really love to see what you have to say about him and how his ministry's affected your life. So please do that. Go to the Connect tab at jackhibbs.com. That's the tab labeled Connect at jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.